Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, beautiful listeners. I am love. I am loving. I am lovable. And so are you. This is Jude Albright, your host, and I welcome you to Love Your Addiction. Yes, I did say love your addiction. Most people certainly don't love their addictions. Rather, they fight them, feel powerless over them, become sad at their effects, and struggle to release them. Loving your addictions is being grateful for how they have shown you who you are not, so you can now finally remember who you really are, and that is pure and absolute magnificence. What if addiction is not about what you do, but rather about what you're refusing to be, who you are denying yourself? I'm here today to offer you another possibility. What if you could see addictions through different eyes, loving eyes, your eyes? Because as I said earlier, you are love, you are loving, and you are lovable. Many of us have forgotten that we are love, that we were created by a loving creator. And I'm going to call that father, mother, creator, God. But there are many names for it, like source, all that is, supreme being, universe, higher power. Many have also forgotten that we are creators also. Why have we created addictions? Well, why not? They work. Here in this third dimensional world, we have chosen to learn to experience life through polarities, like hot and cold, day and night, male and female. And I believe that we are all looking for the love, for love, mainly because of our loss of our connection to our God. And often we look for this love from our families and we don't get it because they can't give what they don't have. So this leaves a mark on us as children. And we start thinking that there's something wrong with us. I personally know there is nothing wrong with any of us. And we're not here to tackle our feelings of inadequacy alone by ourselves. In fact, we are all sons and daughters of a benevolent creator, and we need each other for support. My intention is that you open your hearts wide open, and accept that you are good enough, important enough, and smart enough to live the life of your dreams. And I doubt whether anyone has ever dreamed of becoming the best addict in the world. Loving your addictions is being grateful for how they have shown you who you are not, so you can now remember who you really are. Magnificence. So today we are going to be looking at... Often we get concerned about holiday parties and how not to get too high or drunk. So if you are looking for ways to keep your cool and stay straight, this program is for you. We're going to be looking at ways for you to remain healthy and not have to get high or drunk to enjoy yourself at those holiday gatherings. If you have specific questions or comments, please call 516-453-9181, and we'll talk about them. The chat room is disabled and won't be available, so again, please call 516-453-9181. 9181. We're all in this together, and I'm sure that each of you desires peace, happiness, joy, love, and abundance in your life. Let's get each other there by changing our thoughts and our beliefs and start putting yourself first. Now, I have been asked very frequently why I do this show. And my answer has been to give listeners a different kind of information about addiction and codependency. Well, recently my son died in his car, and I don't want anyone to go through the pain of losing their loved one if they don't have to. This is the time of year now, between Thanksgiving and New Year's, where there are more deaths than any other time. And a lot of those deaths are related to alcohol and drugs. Deaths of the addict and deaths of the people that they have harmed in one way or another. Now, I believe that we don't need to go through a traumatic incident, whether that is the death of a loved one or an addiction, to have compassion. We can gain compassion in many, many other ways. So that is why today's program is about looking at ways that we can prevent ourselves from getting high or drunk at holiday celebrations. The typical holiday celebration has some kind of alcohol, or maybe pot, or some other kind of recreational drugs that are served or used during their celebration. Is this a necessary component of a gathering? Well, the people who usually serve those products believe it is necessary. But I'm here to say it is not necessary. And especially if you are in recovery, more so even in early recovery, and you know that you've been invited to a party where they are going to be using and getting drunk and acting stupid. If you have been invited to some kind of a party like that, you do have a choice. Number one, you can say no, even though you think you may hurt the people's feelings who invited you. You know, we don't hurt anyone. We get hurt when we choose to be hurt about something. So if you keep that in mind, you can't really hurt someone. Now, the problem is many people in recovery or who don't want to use or get drugged or drink too much come from families where the family structure is full of addicts. And they know what they're going to be walking into the moment they walk into a party or a celebration. Can you go to something like that and still preserve your own health? Yeah, I think it's possible, but I think it's very tenuous and very dangerous for somebody in early recovery to do that. Because the family full of addicts wants to see you use. They want to see you relapse. Because then it's proof to them that there is nothing wrong with their drinking and drugging. I know that's a crazy belief system, but that is a very, very common one. So, if you're invited to a family gathering over the holidays, it's up to you to say yes or no. let's say you're not ready to say no, or you're a little afraid to say no. And you know what? That's really okay. Stop judging yourself if you think that there's something wrong about that. You can stand up for yourself in many, many ways and do whatever it takes. First, you've got to decide that you have the power, that you will not use, you will not drink, you will not drug. No one does anything to you, even your addiction. You have the power. You are not powerless. You are a divine being clothed in this human body. Here, learning to love, learning how to love. And when we learn how to love, loving ourselves is at the root. Because we can't give what we don't have. So, let's say that you have decided that you are definitely not going to drug and you're not going to drink at the holiday party that you've chosen to go to. What can you do? Well, there are several things you can do. You can bring your own drinks to the party. And you can pretend that you're on a special diet or that you have a non-catchable virus and that you can't drink, that you can only drink what you brought. And, you know, most people are probably not even going to question you. Another way is you can lie. Now, some of you are judging that I'm saying you can lie, but those of you who are recovering addicts, you know you lied through your entire using. That's what addiction is. Addiction is denial, and addiction is lying. Okay, you can make up your mind that you want to be healthy. Simply make it your intention before you go to the party that you are going to remain healthy. This kind of reminds me of something that is going on in our country and perhaps other countries, I'm not really sure. This has been going on for a couple of years. We have service animals, and we also have animals now that we claim are emotional support animals. And granted, that may be very true for some people. And I was online earlier, and I read a story about a woman. This happened on Tuesday, last Tuesday in Orlando, who tried to bring her emotional support animal on board and was taken off the plane. And I want to read the article to you because it just made me chuckle. And here's the article. Jokes aside about flying squirrels, nuts served on planes, and bushy-tailed passengers, squirrels and planes do not actually mix. At least not on Tuesday at Orlando International Airport, where an unidentified passenger hadn't gotten the memo. She boarded her Cleveland-bound Frontier Airlines, the flight, toting a cage containing the furry occupant. She did her due diligence by noting on her reservation that she would be bringing an emotional support animal, Frontier said in a statement. She even had the animal cleared by TSA. TSA cleared a squirrel. Don't you love it? She simply failed to notify the airline that her companion was a squirrel. Once on board, the woman was told that squirrels are rodents and rodents are not welcome on planes. Well, the feisty woman refused to get off the flight, Frontier said, so Orlando police had to step in. Everyone was deplaned so police could deal with the passenger, Frontier said. An Orlando Police Department spokesman said the woman got off the plane once officers arrived, so no further action was taken. There is a video that shows the woman in the terminal defiantly departing, accompanied by police, as she grips her squirrel cage. And she yelled, "Yeah, here's the crazy lady," as other passengers jeered. She then raised her fist, middle finger extended, and yelled, "Shut up," as bystanders applauded and held up their phones to record the incident. Now, it's rather a crazy story, and the woman neglected to tell the airlines that her furry animal, support animal, was a squirrel. And I'm sure she did that purposely. But you know what? She stood up for herself. She may not have gotten the results that she wanted, but we have to give her credit for trying to stand up for herself. And so that's what this program is about. It's about you standing up for yourself, whether you have to lie or what it is that you have to do. Now, another thing that you can do if you're going to this party where you know that there are going to be drugs and alcohol, you can ask a friend or a family member who you trust and who supports you to support your decision and to help you with any kind of responses that you may get to feeling that, oh, it's okay, I can just go and get drunk or I can get high today. Another way that you can support yourself before you go to this party is join some kind of a support group. There are many support groups out there. And at a support group, you can share what you're going to do and ask for ideas from the people who are there. You might actually hear many people tell you it is not in your best interest to go to that party. And I'll say this again. In early recovery, a lot of times we don't even know what's in our best interest because we have not been doing what's in our best interest for a long period of time. We never really know what outcomes are going to occur. And I'm going to share another story with you. This is a personal story, which shocked me when I was going through it. But today I look back and I can understand and see how I affected somebody and am grateful that I did. At one time in the past, I was student assistance coordinator, substance abuse coordinator for a school system in Michigan. And I was based in an alternative high school where there were a lot of kids who were using, who needed help, and there were kids who were in recovery. And I had set an appointment for a father who had two sons in the school who were desperately in need of addiction help and addiction rehab and training and treatment. And this father came in to see me, and he was very cordial initially. And when I told him what was going on with his sons, he lost it. He blew up at me. He called me a bitch. And he said I had no right to interfere in his children's life, and walked out of my office and slammed the door. Okay, so that was one negative experience, so I thought. That happened in October. Well, the interesting thing is, on Christmas Eve, that particular father called me at home. My number was unlisted. It was not a problem. And was crying and asked me for help and said that he really needed to get into treatment and could I help him. Was I blown away? Was I shocked? Yeah, initially I was, but I certainly was glad to help him, and I did. I did help him get into treatment. Now, I offer that story because we never know who we're touching and for what reason. So I'm saying that to those of you who are feeling you're afraid to stand up to your family, who knows? You might affect your family in such a way where a couple months down the road, they may call you and ask you for help because secretly they admire you for standing up for yourself. Interesting, huh? Well, I know that this is a difficult time for many of you, and I know that these difficult times appear quickly and randomly where you don't know what to do, you don't know who to talk to, maybe there's no meeting that you can go to that would assist you. So I'm offering a special that is indicated on the episode information page here on Blog Talk Radio, and I will tell you about it, and I can be reached at www.beingrecovered.net, BEINGRECOVERED. If you're needing someone to talk to about your holiday dilemma, whatever that means to you, I am running a very special holiday discount present with my personal touch for only $55 for a half an hour consultation that will help you remain straight and sober. And you can get details at the website that I just gave you and enjoy your holiday celebration. Now, I just posted this discount today on my website. Actually, it really came to me today as I was preparing for this program. And I know that many of us overspend at Christmas time, and it would be very difficult to book an individual session with me. So that's why the $55 discount is almost an 80% discount of what I normally charge. I hope to hear from you. You can get all the information on the website. Now, I'm going to ask you, what if being addicted is not about what you do, but rather about who you are refusing to be? We are all energetic beings, and with our emotions and thoughts, we create the things that happen to us on the planet. So everything that we have talked about in this show, all of the decisions that you might need to be making about holiday celebrations, your emotions and thoughts, which create your beliefs, and therefore you can make your intentions, you can change to and set them up to be healthy, to make yourself healthy. What is truth? The sight of truth awakens and stirs us. The voice of truth repeatedly echoes awareness in us. The smell of truth sweetly comforts us. The taste of truth refreshingly nourishes us. And the feeling of truth warmly embraces us. I hope some of my truths have touched your heart. And I'd like to add, if you're really pissed off at me for things that I've said, it's not about me. Most of you don't know me personally. It's about you. So if you're pissed off, what are you pissed off at yourself for? Stop blaming me. Remember, I started this program off telling you how I recently had my oldest son die a few weeks ago. Please, please, go into your heart. Go into your heart very wide, very deep, and look at what it would be like if you were to overdose, do something stupid, kill somebody else, and no longer be there for your family. Not only would they be hurt, you might be hurting yourself too. So, please remind yourself to stay wrapped in your truth and your love, remembering the true, magnificent, powerful, beautiful you. And here are some questions for you to think about. Maybe they'll help you make your decisions about holiday parties. Everything that you have done to make you wrong, will you now uncreate that? What if you stepped into the love that you truly are and became responsible for that love? What if you started believing that you are important, important enough, good enough, beautiful enough, and smart enough? How would that change your life? Please stay beautiful and open to new possibilities and enjoy this holiday season as a magnificent person that you really are. This is Jude Albright sending you love and saying bye for now.